work with. Call Buck at 715-581-2646 or check out the website www.bucksgolfshop.com to get more info about lessons.
iClinic of Wisconsin believes that clear vision and hearing are priceless. iClinic of Wisconsin is equipped to handle all your eye and hearing care needs. When you need specialty and surgical eye care, why not work with the best? Let the team of professionals at iClinic of Wisconsin see you. iClinic of Wisconsin has 7 convenient locations that include Wausau, Abtigo, Medford, Merrill, Rhinelander, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids. Visit their Facebook page or website at www.iclinicwi.com. iClinic of Wisconsin, one vision, yours.
As a proud member of the Wausau Marathon, Edgar, and Athens communities, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home has built a reputation for having a deep commitment to personal service. When you need compassionate concern and expert guidance day or night, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home is the one to call. You can trust them to take care of every detail at a time it matters most. Located in Wausau, Marathon, Edgar, and Athens, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, friends you've trusted and depended on since 1914. Krasowski Dental offers the most effective cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry procedures and treatments. When you walk through the doors, you'll experience an incredibly comfortable and pleasant atmosphere where you'll be treated like family. Krasowski Dental offers 24-hour emergency service and care so you don't have to wait, and offers many of the newest dental technologies and perks to make your dental experience comfortable and less stressful. Schedule your appointment now with Krasowski Dental, North 17th Avenue, Wausau.
Don't you just love a good football game? Don't you just love a new car or a new truck or a new motorcycle? And don't you just love saving money? Then you'll love Clovervale Credit Union, your go-to team for saving money with a great rate vehicle loan. Great rates are what make Clovervale the leader in vehicle loans. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, if it's got a motor and it rolls on wheels, Clovervale Credit Union has the great rate financing you want. Give us a call and we'll get your great rate loan rolling. Clovervale Credit Union, your team for great rates.
The Dirks Group started in 1999 as an alternative to traditional IT service providers. From the start, they focused on customized solutions for the needs of each client. Today, they serve over 400 customers from locations in Wausau and Eau Claire. Go to dirksgroup.com for more information.
Charity's Bar in Marathon City. Great food, great service, a great place to meet friends. Come on down and watch the game or just hang out. It's Charity's Bar on County Road and in Marathon City.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again also on YouTube, youtube.com, and then go to the 98.9 WXCO channel. With Sully, I'm Chad Holmes, and as we always start off hour number two of the show, Sully brings in one of the great supporters of both the website and the radio program to go head-to-head, mano a mano, against the expert Sully himself. And you, this week, you have somebody that's been engulfed in college football for the last 2 weeks doing this show. So this could be the greatest challenge you've ever had.
Well, you know, the good news is that Joe just
I'll suck at that.
I'm sucking up because I never know when I might need you again here. So
that's great.
Now, a few guys are done.
All right.
Joe was saying that we you know, he got some expert help as well with Mike Oliva, you know, kind of stepping up to get his influence in. Correct,
Joe? Absolutely. I think he just went, you know, what are my favorite colors when he picked these teams? I'm kidding. Mike took some thought into this. So
okay, yeah, well, I was going to say he's got green and red as options. So
he does.
Okay, here we have it.
But it is Joe Nino joining us and representing Carmelo's restaurant. And before we get into all the games and such, I know that Sully always talks about how much time he spends over at Carmelo's over by the Rib Mountain Golf Course. It really is a great place to hang out, isn't it?
I'll tell you something. And I brought this up last year, and it continues. There's a living legacy that's going on there. Some grandkids are getting involved in managing the restaurant. They got a really good cooking back and chef who he does really well with his sauces and stuff. So, yeah, the restaurant's great. Rim Mountain Golf Course is still chugging along. So, yeah, it's doing great.
You know, and I have to say I was there yesterday, and the company there, I was sitting next to Fritz and talking to Danny and Mike and, you know, it's kind of a piece of heaven out there. You know, really, as you got the mountain, and I play out there in the morning, Chad, and I have to tell you, it's the best-kept secret in Wausau. It's just gorgeous.
Sully playing is the best-kept secret in Wausau.
Yeah, I think.
I'm out there for a walk.
That you are.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, let's jump in. Let's get things underway because some very interesting games going on, the 10-game challenge, and got a few rivalry games in here as well, and starting things off with Battle of Kansas. Got Kansas and Kansas State. And I would say that I think both teams have to feel like they were expecting a little more this year. And I think now this becomes even more important for these two universities to win this rivalry game. Kansas and Kansas State. And we'll start off with Joe.
You know, this rivalry has been around, well, obviously, forever. They're in the same state. But they've both been on really good runs in the past. Mikey says Kansas State.
And you know,
this is really, really smart of you, Joe, because if you get it right, you can still take credit. But if you get it wrong, then it's not your fault.
Well, my strategy this week was going to be to pick every game that the simulator picked.
Oh.
And then see.
How accurate.
Yes, but I changed my mind.
Well, you know, as painful as this, I'm going to separate from Mike and Joe right away. I'm going to go with Kansas at home. I always like Lance Leipold. I think he's an outstanding coach. He's resurrected Kansas. And Kansas State, as you guys know, has struggled this year. So I think Kansas gets this done at home.
All right. So they've already got one change up here. And next up, a program that has really made a big step forward this year after a couple of struggling years, Cincinnati. A Big 12 conference matchup against Baylor. And Dave Aranda. Sully, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I really like Dave Aranda as a coach. What he's done as a defensive coordinator at Wisconsin, and then later on, was he at LSU?
Yes, he
was. I believe he was. And, you know, he's done really good work. And yet, I'm going to go with Cincinnati at home. Cincinnati, you know, they kind of struggled for a year or two after Fickell left. And now they've got it going, and I gotta tell you, their only loss this year, Joe, is to Nebraska, 20-17 to open. Otherwise, they've been on a roll. I think they keep it going, and I think they get Baylor.
Absolutely, you know it's Fickell's old place, and you know to give him just desserts, he's a good coach.
Yeah,
I mean, he's demonstrated it. I agree with you. I'm going to go with Cincinnati. Or, I mean, Mike is.
Well, I may, if Mike is picking them, too, I may want to rethink this.
Big Ten Conference, Washington and Illinois. And both teams 2-2 in the conference. Both teams 5-2 overall. Either team has those dreams of still trying to sneak in to the playoff. They have to run the table. One team will be eliminated today. Joe, who do you like?
I like Illinois. So does Mike. Washington, you know, it's going to be a tough one. You know, Illinois has got to travel all the way out to Washington. That always plays into it. But, you know, I think Washington getting back home and getting their feet on them might be feeling a little too comfortable.
Okay. And, you know, I'm gonna go another direction with this one as well, Joe. I think Washington at home is a much different team than Washington on the road. They had won 22 straight when Ohio State went there and beat them. But if you remember, that game was a fist fight for the majority of the first three quarters. And then Ohio State, you know, with the talent they have, and defensively they're giving them nothing. You like Luke Atwater, great quarterback, but I'm going to go with Washington at home. I think they get this done.
Iowa State and BYU. Big 12 Conference, BYU coming off a massive rivalry win against Utah last week. Iowa State always coached by one of Sully's favorites, and Matt Campbell. So Iowa State and BYU. Sully, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Iowa State. I don't mean anything disparaging here about BYU, but I think BYU is the least capable, best fielding record of anybody in college football. They're unbeaten. And I think at Iowa State, I think that the Cyclones are going to have a plan for them and give BYU their first loss.
Absolutely. I would agree with you on that. BYU, you know, they've had some wins, but they haven't been substantial wins, or there has been one or two. But, you know, I agree with you. Iowa State's got their program rolling again. That's another one of those roller coaster programs in Iowa State.
Game number five, teams that were in different directions last week. Nebraska, Northwestern. Northwestern, a great shutout win, as David Braun continues to show that he deserves a lot of kudos for the job he's done at Northwestern. And then another Sully favorite, Matt Rhule, but he kind of laid an egg against the Bolt Roarer last week against Minnesota. And all those rumbles about him heading to Penn State can't be helping the situation as well. So Nebraska home against Northwestern. And this time, Joe, you're up first.
I'll tell you something. You know, Sully and I had this discussion last week about what's going on in Nebraska. Northwestern is actually coming off some big wins recently.
Yeah,
Nebraska's coming off a big loss. I'm still going to go with Nebraska. I think they rebound.
Yeah, you know, years ago, people...
Mike does too, by the way.
Oh, my. That's important. Years ago, people, and I know you remember this, both of you guys, coaches would deny that they were going anywhere. I'm staying here. This is my dream job.
And then they would leave.
Oh, then would leave shortly.
Nick Saban, I think.
Yeah. St. Nick did that. You know, there is also a logic to doing that because it lives in the here and now. There's been so much criticism of that now guys are very wishy-washy. I think you're better off saying, I'm not leaving. This is my dream job. And hopefully this week, Matty Rhule has been able to communicate that. Listen, we're in the moment. This isn't about next year or the year. This is about right now. So I am with you. I think it's Northwestern being 3-1, they should build a statue to David Rahm. They really should. But Nebraska, I think. They're going to get it done today.
I absolutely agree with that.
That's game number five. We're halfway through the Sully's College Football Page 10 Game Challenge with Joe Nino representing Carmelo's Restaurant. And, Joe, anything else you want to add to get people to come on in, not just to see Sully when he's sitting there at Carmelo's, but what else is going on?
We see Sully walking out there, swinging at a ball every once in a while.
Yeah,
anyway,
okay.
Though, you know, Carmelo's is two-part. You know, the facility is obviously a two-part facility. It's the restaurant and... Actually, a three-part. You got the B-Bar, you got the golf course, and you've got the restaurant. B-Bar is a great place to hang out. It's a camaraderie bar. The old saying, warm company, cold beer, holds true there. And this year, they started a lunch menu that was active all the way through the summer. And the chef there, Dries, has paid some homage to the legacy that's going on there. There's the Big Mike Burger.
I had that. I didn't eat for a week.
I'll tell you something. Everything on this menu, I've had everything, and it's really, really good. And also, there's their Carmi's Burger, and they have their own, you know, flavor profiles. But the Big Mike, you can kind of infer what that's referring to, and it tastes a lot like it. So that's the lunch menu. That's going to continue all winter long, Saturdays and Sundays. So, and Lisa, who is the consummate salesperson, will be your host on both days. Also with that, you know, they have the chef's menu, which is a special that gets out bi-weekly, weekly, depending upon the success of the special menu at the time. This week, they have skillet poutine, cola short rib gnocchi. These two things are outstanding. They've been specials in the past. The chef told me this morning that these potentially are going on the menu full-time. I invite you to come out there and check them out and voice your opinion.
And I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to use your influence, Joe, to get chicken lasagna back on.
You know what? I've got my favorite, which is the Italian menu that I, or Italian meatloaf that I've been jockeying for. So you jockey for your own, and I'll jockey for mine. Well, no, but there's one thing I would be remiss if I didn't bring up. The igloos are back. So if you're not familiar with the igloos, there's two igloos that they set up on the patio. They face the mountain in the winter. You don't get much more of a picturesque scene to have a dinner with family, a girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever it may be, wife, husband, whatever it may be. And they are starting to book those now, but the first booking isn't until November 29th. So there's 4 or 5 weeks here going on of bookings. They will fill up fast. So get out there and check out their website. It's at Carmelo's Restaurant. You can find it on Facebook as well. There'll be a link right to the reservations.
All right, let's get back into it. Game number 6, Memphis and South Florida. When we talk about the group of 5 rankings in just a few minutes, I know we'll be talking about these two schools near the top. So Memphis and South Florida, Sully, you're up first.
Yeah, you know, a week ago, Memphis played UAB, and Trent Dilfer, you know, the former quarterback.
For the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, you know, and he got fired. And so UAB rallied and beat Memphis. You know, Memphis may be looking ahead to this game. Who knows? But that was their first loss of the season. They are 1-3 in our rankings. Chad, I like South Florida in this game. They, for the first time in a while, they've always had athleticism. This year, they have had a better mental focus. When things do go sideways, they step up. And, you know, their skill sets are on display. So Memphis will play better, but I think South Florida gets this done.
You know, Mike agrees with you, and he has specific reasons. I believe this is the game. He wanted me to tell you that they are Notre Dame colors. Is South Florida Notre Dame colors?
Well, you know, yeah.
Kind of.
Well,
yeah, they got the gold / yellow bronze blend going on there and a different kind of green. But it's still representative of Notre Dame.
Well, you know, I never want to raid on Mike's parade, but Notre Dame's colors are blue and gold, not green and gold, which is a common perception, which is, you know, once a year maybe they'll bring out the green.
Yes.
Next up, Vanderbilt and Missouri. A big one. Boy, Vanderbilt having a fantastic season. Missouri having a great season. Really big game in the SEC. And Joe, you're up first.
You know, we talked about Vanderbilt last week a little bit. Missouri, these are good teams that are, they've got a good season going. Mike and I go with Vanderbilt.
Okay. Well, you know, both these teams are 6-1. And, you know, for years now, I have been mispronouncing Clark Lea's name. It's spelled L-E-A. And I've always said Leah. But last night I heard him. He was on the Irish Independent, and they were calling him. They know him, you know, and there were a couple funny things that were alluded about Kelly. But nonetheless, they were calling him Lea, so I apologize for that. Now, the other coach in this is Eli Drinkwitz, and I'll tell you, he is one of the best-kept secrets. That guy just wins. And, you know, this game may be the most interesting and one that if I were a person who waged, I'd stay away from this game because there are so many possible scenarios. But I'm with you guys. I like Vandy at home, even though I'm still unhappy with Diego Pavier before the Alabama game practicing taking a knee while it was being filmed. So he was saying, this is what Alabama's. You need to shut up about that stuff. You know?
That is going to be, that picture is going to be on every opponent they play this year on their chalkboard.
Yeah.
Next up, it's Oklahoma and Ole Miss. And you talked about earlier about, you know, either denying or talking about that next job. And Lane Kiffin actually had a meeting with his team this week because he's been talked about as the next Florida coach. And he just basically, he did not say he was not leaving.
Crazy.
But you have to have a meeting just to make sure everybody's on the same page. But OU and Ole Miss, big one in the SEC. And Sully, you're up first.
Yeah, you know, and as big as the Vanderbilt-Missouri game is, you know, there's going to be less national interest in that game than there will be in this one. Two blue bloods. Ole Miss, you know, has been fun to watch over the last 8-9 years. And Oklahoma, you know, Venables has got them headed in the right direction. I don't know about Montier, if he's playing their quarterback or not. I haven't seen that. But I'm going to say that Oklahoma gets this done at home. I trust them and Venables more than I trust Mississippi on the road and, you know, Peck's bad boy Lane. You're never quite sure what he's going to do.
All righty. Well, I'm going to make a proxy decision here, considering I'm picking for Mike. We are unaware that Lane Kiffin was potentially leaving, so I think that creates some drama there. I'm going to go with Oklahoma, and I think Mike would agree with me, and he would have changed his mind, too, if he had known that.
Yeah, and one other quick thing. All four of these teams are 6-1, so the SEC is flexing its muscle here on national TV.
LSU and Texas A&M. A&M having a great year. LSU, again, a couple of losses, putting the Brian Kelly's future in a little bit of doubt. But the Raging Cajun Tigers against the Aggies. And, Joel, you're up first.
You know, Texas A&M's got a great year going. There's no doubting that. LSU has, they're doing pretty good down there, but they've struggled. We're going with Texas A&M.
Okay. And, you know, the interesting thing in this game is for the second week in a row, Kelly is playing one of his former assistants. Clark Lee was after Mike Elko left to take a similar position with Jimbo at A&M. Lee was elevated to the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. So Kelly's kind of in a unique position here. And, you know, Saturday night, Baton Rouge is a hard place to play. This is a desperate game for them. They need to win this game. So I'm going to say Kelly finds a way, and Notre Dame fans are so cheering for A&M. They're vested in this game because they like nothing better than to see, you know, Mike Elko get this done. I don't think it happens. I think that tonight LSU finds a way.
And then finally, the 10th game, South Dakota State and North Dakota State. Number one versus number two, massive game. And Sully, you get the first crack at this apple.
Yeah, and this will be one of the only times, if not the only time, that we will rank one of these games. You know, when we get to the tournament, we will. But the reality here is this is the best game, in my opinion, in the country. You got two undefeated teams. You've got the Missouri Valley Football Conference championship on the line, and you've got the number one seed potentially in the FCS tournament. So we rank that as the most important game, and I'm pretty sure, Joe, that we're the only ones in the country that will have done this. But nonetheless, I think North Dakota State goes into South Dakota State and loses. I think South Dakota State wins this game.
Interesting. You know what? And I'm going to cover myself here. This might be the game that Mikey was using colors to pick for Notre Dame. He picked North Dakota State nonetheless.
Well, I can tell you a great story about Michael. One time I was in there and we were...
At band camp?
Yeah, you know, at the B-Bar, which I'm very effective. I'm not effective on the course or the restaurant because there's no chicken lasagna. But on that B-Bar, I'm pretty good. But anyway... There was a game on. I was watching. It was National Championship Women's Basketball. And so some guy says to Mike, who's playing? Well, Notre Dame was playing Purdue for the National Championship. Well, you know, Mike may not be your go-to resource for some of these things. Golf, yes. Anyway, he looks up and thing. He says, let's see, Purdue is playing ND. They're playing North Dakota. So that might be why Michael associates these guys. And he's right, though. That's
closer.
Well, actually, it's back to green. You know,
right, so. Right.
Well, that is all 10 of the games. Very interesting slate of action coming up today. And, Joe, any final thoughts, any final words again about Carmelo's? Because I think you've kind of sold him pretty well.
I'll tell you something. People don't – it still amazes me today that people still don't know Carmelo's and Rim Mountain Golf Course is there. I work there in the morning on Tuesdays in the pro shop, and people call, and they're like, where are you guys at? And I'm telling you, it's a hidden gem for some people. But if you haven't gotten out there and tried the food, if you haven't gotten out there and golfed, the golf course is up and running, doing great. You know, it's just a great family-orientated place. There's places for people to feel comfortable all the time. You know, you've got the A-Bar where people go in. It's more, we call it the library, you know, where it's more quiet and, you know, a gentle setting. You go on the other side of the wall and it's the B-Bar and, you know, it's a golf bar, a sports bar, whatever you want to call it. It's a neighborhood bar and there's something there for everybody. So if you haven't had a chance to get out there, the food is amazing. That speaks for itself. That's been there forever. Get out, and they're changing things all the time now. The food, they're rifling through items, trying to find what sticks. And like this week's special is two potentials to go on the menu for permanently, which is the skillet poutine and the Kola short rib gnocchi.
Fantastic. Joe Nino, thanks again for the last 2 weeks. Thanks for coming in today. Good luck in the battle with
Absolutely. Salt. I just wanted to give a shout out to Carmelo's and the family over there for choosing me to come out and represent them. I hope I represent them well and doing what I'm supposed to do. So get out there and try.
I think you did a terrific job.
Awesome. Again. Thank
Joe
you.
Joe Nino, thank you for joining us. Saul, we got a lot of rankings to go through next up. We have the group of five. So we'll talk about that straight ahead as we continue on Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Where did the good old days go? From going to the old A&W drive-in to cruising the strip in town, all things change, some things stay consistent. For almost 75 years, Redant Insurance in Rib Mountain has been providing quality service to its customers. One of the oldest agencies in the area. Your family and neighbors come here, now it's your turn. Call 715-845-9204. Click RedantInsurance.com or stop by 227501 Rib Mountain Drive. Redant Insurance Agency, our family helping yours.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Garden Body Wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
Kemp Service Center was established in 1951 and to this day is still family owned. That's 70 years of serving the Wausau area with the best in auto and truck repair. Kemp Certified Mechanics service all makes and models, including imports. Don't wait to the last minute to get your oil changed. Kemp's can get the job done in no time. Kemp Service Center is open Monday through Saturday at the corner of North 6th Street and East Wausau Avenue in Wausau.
You don't have to choose between personal, hometown service, and the latest banking technology. Brokaw Credit Union has it all. Whether you're looking to finance your first home, grow your savings, or get a new set of wheels, we're here to help. Check us out at brokawcu.com. It's hard to find great Italian food in Wausau unless you're familiar with Carmelo's Italian Restaurant. Established in 1986 by the Oliva family, three generations still strive to provide a family atmosphere and fine dining experience. Carmelo's is proud to serve authentic Italian made with fresh ingredients. Their recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Reservations are recommended Tuesdays through Sundays, and they are closed on Mondays. Carmelo's Italian Restaurant, located at the base of Granite Peak on North Mountain Road, Wausau. Check them out at carmelositalian.com.
Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO. And again with Sully, and really good to talk to Joe Nino. And again, great job. And it's always curious to see. Again, we never go back. I might have to go back and do a little research and see how you're doing this year with those 10-game challenges.
Yeah, you know, I really wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, let's jump right in because we got some rankings to go through. And again, the group of five. And I'm curious to see how these teams are doing because I've been away for a couple of weeks and see what's changed and what's stayed the same. We're going to take, because you went a little long in that last segment. A lot of great stuff to talk about. So we're going to jump in and go with groups of four here in the group of five. Number 20, Western Michigan from the MAC. Number 19, Miami of Ohio from the MAC. Those two teams are actually going to be facing each other next. Number 18, Kennesaw State from Conference USA. And number 17 is Louisiana Tech from Conference USA. So we got the MAC in Conference USA in this group of four.
Yeah, you know, Louisiana Tech lost earlier in the week to Western Michigan. So they've got a second loss there, or a third loss. Western Michigan started the season like 0-3, as did Miami of Ohio. Both these teams, they're on kind of a collision course. Yeah. Something's got to give. They both won five in a row. And, you know, I've always thought highly of Chuck Martin. Mm-hmm. I thought Martin, when he was at Notre Dame, he was Kelly's best assistant. Other than now, you'd probably have to say, no, it's Marcus, you know, who has been, you know, because of what
he's kind of done the job, hasn't he?
Yes, you know, but nonetheless, very good coaches going head-to-head with this. Kennesaw State, they won earlier in the week, too. This is a very good team. Mm. You know, they're out of Georgia. A lot of people don't know much about them. But they're challenging in the in Conference USA. And then, you know, so that kind of concludes the four of them. Two of them, one of them lost, and the other three have been on some really good streaks.
Number 16 from the Sun Belt, Coastal Carolina, 4-3 after beating App State 45-37. Western Kentucky from Conference USA, they did come off a loss to Florida International, and they next have Louisiana Tech, who we just talked about. Number 14 from the Sun Belt, Troy, who is 5-2 after beating Louisiana Monroe, and they got another Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana coming up next. And Southern Miss from the Sun Belt is 5-2 after a thrilling win over Georgia Southern,
yes.
38-35. So Coastal, Western, Troy, and Southern Miss.
Yeah, you know, and Coastal has been a very interesting team in the Sun Belt. You know, they've been right at the top. They've struggled to the middle. They have been playing better of late. You know, when you look at Western Kentucky, that is a very good program. They have won over the years, you know, and continue to do so, and are always a threat in Conference USA. Troy has resurrected itself. There was a time about 8-9 years ago, they were the best team in the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
They hit a rough spot, but now they're re-emerging, and we'll be interested to see how they continue here in the Sun Belt and if they can, you know, make some noise going forward. You know, and then we talked about Southern Miss. That's Brett's old school. And again, another school that started a little slow. But, you know, these teams play Power Four schools early on, and then they get
the checks.
Yeah, exactly. Get the money, and then they start playing more talent that is on the same plane. And I'll tell you, Southern Miss is getting it done.
Number 12, Fresno State, 5-2. But, boy, they got roughed up by Colorado State, apparently the new coach bounce, right? Because yeah. CSU fired their coach, didn't they? 49-21, Fresno lost it. And then next, they have another tough one against San Diego State. Connecticut, Jim Mora Jr., really doing a job in stores. Number 11, and they beat Boston College. And, boy, Bill O'Brien's having some trouble this year at BC. They're actually one of the worst teams in college football this year. They've really struggled. Number 10, Hawaii. They had a win over Colorado State. And North Texas is number 9. They beat up on Texas San Antonio. So North Texas having a good run of it at 6-1.
Yeah, you know, and they played Charlotte already this week, and I'm sorry to report I don't know the outcome of that game. I saw it was on and then got busy with other things on the show. So I don't know the outcome, but that game has been played, and surprisingly, Charlotte was winning early on. You know, Timmy Chang at Hawaii.
54-20 North Texas.
Oh,
well, you're right. Charlotte led 10-7 after one quarter.
Okay.
It was actually tied at 17 at halftime. It was only a one-score game after three, and then 27-0 in the fourth quarter for North Texas.
Yeah, and that would make sense to me. Charlotte struggles. North Texas, really a very good program. So I was surprised when I saw they were losing early. But, like I say, it was early. Fresno, you know, you always think of Pat Hill, anybody, anywhere, anytime. And, you know, they are, you know, that loss to Colorado State, I'm with you. I don't know where that came from. But, you know, Colorado State, they're focused. They got that done. And, you know, Jim Mora, you mentioned him. what he's done with Connecticut has been very impressive. And they are, and Notre Dame, along with Notre Dame, are the only two independents. Now, they've had plenty of chances to enter a conference.
Because?
Because they won't. Because
no,
of their,
because why do conferences want them?
Oh, they
not because of their football team.
I was going the other way. You know, you're the positive, I'm the negative. They want to stay in the Big East in basketball.
Yep.
And I, for one, am glad to see that football doesn't just snap its fingers and things
change.
Well,
they found out how the other side lives when they moved out of the Big East, and they just said, oh, we kind of like it there.
Yeah, well, you know, and that is a great basketball conference. And as you know, back in the day when that was formed, it was challenging, and then I would say better than the ACC, yeah, which kind of ruled the basketball world.
Number 8, James Madison, 6-1 after a 63-27 win over ODU. UNLV, they bounced back from their first loss of the season. Actually, I should say they had their first loss of the season, and it was big Boise State 56-31. San Diego State, again, 5-1, having a good year in as well. And Boise State, again, they made a bit of a statement with that win against UNLV last week. So three Western teams and then James Madison in that group of four.
Yeah, you know, I think when you're talking Boise State, they ran into a buzzsaw the first game of the year when they – I don't think that they realized how focused,
yes,
and the skill promotion as opposed to the athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams, you know, I mean, they beat Florida. You know, so the South Florida's doing a very good job in that regard, surprised Boise. And then they lost to Notre Dame, a team that is, you know, I mean, obviously very rich in terms of talent. So – Boise will continue to make noise. I just don't think there's enough here for them to be the representative of the group of five. I'm confident that's going to come from the American.
And then the top four, Navy, still doing it. Boy, they just continue to do the job. They're still perfect on the season at 6-0. They have Florida Atlantic coming up. Memphis, you said it. They lost to UAB. And by the way, did you realize that UAB's interim coach is the son of Chris Mortensen, the longtime ESPN NFL insider? He was on for many years.
I may have heard that because what you're saying, that sounds familiar. But if you would ask me, I wouldn't.
Right. But I mean, it's like a really nice story because Chris Mortensen passed away from cancer like a year ago, and his son was able to get that big first win and against a very good Memphis squad. Number 2, Tulane. You like those Tulane Green Wave. They've done it. You've loved them for years, ever since Willie Fritz brought them back. And then, of course, South Florida, number 1. And within that top 4, of course, you have the Memphis-South Florida game coming up today.
And, you know, my point about the AC now, they got rid of American
Athletic Conference.
They got rid of the athletic, so now it's just the their AC. Anyway, if you look at that, Chad, my comment about the American, all four of those teams are from the same league. You know, Navy, Memphis, Tulane, and South Florida. I think Memphis, if we would have talked about this last week, I was really surprised when UAB beat them. I would have said Memphis and South Florida, and I would give the edge to South Florida. Tulane right behind them. Tulane just beat Army, yeah, but struggled with them. I think that Navy is going to be able to, if they line up against Tulane, I would like Navy in that game. And then we'll see what happens. You know, Memphis is going to be out with two losses, so it looks right now it's going to be Navy and Tulane.
By the way, real quickly,
South Florida.
Real quickly, before we wrap this segment up, last year I think it was, we had the question about, you know, Navy. Was it Navy or Army? Which one was had a chance to go undefeated? Okay, going towards the end of the season, Army then lost a couple of games there at the end, including to Navy, I think. But do you think that they could throw another kind of monkey wrench in this playoff if Navy runs to the table?
Well, if you remember, Army was undefeated. So was Navy until they ran into Notre Dame.
Yep.
Then Notre Dame ended up beating both of them. Now, Navy... Notre Dame is not happy about this, but your buddies in television moved the Notre Dame-Navy game to a night game. It was supposed to be like an 11 o'clock game,
right.
And suddenly it's now at night, and Notre Dame folks were whining about that. They did not like that.
Oh, please.
You know, and you know, with how Navy plays, there's always a fear of them because, you know, they right. get ahead of you. But nonetheless, I think if Navy were to get Notre Dame, you know, that night game, they find a way. I think Navy is capable, you know, South Florida's better against them now.
Do they still make the playoff field before the Army Navy game?
Yes.
Okay, so that could be again a factor, right?
Well, here's the thing. That's not part of the conference. They couldn't have that game be a conference game. So when Army plays Navy, even though they're both in the American, to protect the integrity of the game,
so
you know,
confusing.
they do not. Treat that as a conference.
I'm sure we'll talk more about that as we get closer and closer, and if Navy stays undefeated, and whether or not that could be a factor with this whole big playoff smorgasbord that we deal with at the end of the season. But coming up, we'll have the top 25 in the Power Four. Where do they stand after all these interesting results? We'll talk about that coming up next on Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
The Mint Cafe, serving old-fashioned American comfort food in a cozy atmosphere. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, your choice is the Mint Cafe. Call ahead for carryouts, deliveries to downtown Wausau, and catering is also available. Check them out at mintcafewausau.com.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258.
Are you looking to furnish a new home, apartment, or cabin? Are you looking for quality clothing at a reasonable price? Well, if you are, be sure to stop at St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau. Make them your first stop, your one-stop shop for furniture, clothing, accessories, home products, and much more. And remember, St. Vincent de Paul in Wausau is more than just a thrift store. It's a local ministry meeting the needs of our community. Your purchases benefit those in need right here at home. So shop St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau, where your purchases benefit your neighbors.
Since 1997, Mountain Bay Auto Care has been serving central Wisconsin with top quality and affordable car repair and service. With ASC certified mechanics, stop by 5702 Stella Avenue in Schofield or call 715-355-8646. The warmth of your home is about making memories with family and friends and enjoying life celebrations. At Menzner Hardwoods of Marathon, they understand the importance of bringing warmth to a place you call home. For over a century, their fifth-generation family business has been creating beautiful woodwork for the home and office, just as they have for over 130 years. Menzner Hardwoods looks forward to providing you with elegant wood products to enhance the beauty of your home or office. Visit them at MenznerHardwoods.com. Menzner Hardwoods, timeless beauty for your home or office. The Eat Fresh Refresh doesn't stop at your local Wausau Subways. When the urge hits, make sure to stop by any of the four Wausau Subway locations at 1609 Merrill Avenue, 330 East Bridge Street, 1819 West Stewart Avenue, and 4300 Rib Mountain Drive in Walmart. Catering, remote ordering, curbside pickup, and Subway delivery all available. And make sure to use the Subway app when you need Subway. Subway with four Wausau locations.
Fox Golf Shop, for all of your golfing needs. Located at 903 Grand Avenue, Suite C8, Rochow, Wisconsin, 54474 in the Bushka & Bushka Insurance Building on the east side. Specializing in Badger, Bucks, Brewer, and Packer golf-related items. Green Tag Sale is 30% off the retail price. Call 715-581-2646 or email wellsgolf@pcpros.net.
At People's State Bank, we think checking accounts are like SUVs. That's why we offer more features to fuel your lifestyle. The best part? You can open an account without leaving your driveway. Just visit bankpeoples.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO. Time for the top 25 in college football with the Power Four. And let's start, again, groups of four here. Yeah, Texas at number 25. Boy, they survived again. Another low-scoring game. Their offense just has not put a lot of points this year. Overtime win against Kentucky last week. Illinois, number 24. Arizona State handed Texas Tech their first loss of the season last week. And LSU, that loss to Vandy, dips them down to number 22.
Yeah, you know, a couple quick things. Texas, people forget that while they're 5-2, one of those losses was to Ohio State. Yeah. So they're only at one loss and still are in good shape to get to the SEC championship. From a number standpoint, they certainly, as you pointed out, have to play better offensively. Illinois is up against it today, I think, at Washington. This is a very difficult game for them. Arizona State coming off a big win against all that oil money at Texas Tech. So great win for them. And then LSU, we mentioned Kelly lost to one of his assistants last week, Clark Lee. And now this week, he's got Mike Elko, his other assistant, coming in at Texas A&M. And like I said, I think LSU, whatever you think about Kelly, he is a very good coach. Yeah. And he does not like to lose. So I look for them to find a way tonight against against A&M.
Number 21, your guy Willie Fritz and the Houston Cougars at 6-1. They have Arizona State coming up. Cincinnati, we talked a bit about them earlier. Really good season. 6 wins in a row after that loss to Nebraska. They're number 20. Virginia, boy. Again, they've had some great wins, but boy, last week they came from behind to win that game against Washington State at home. That was almost a disaster for them, but they're number 19. And Tennessee is kind of fading away from the national championship discussion. They had that heartbreaker against Georgia, and then last week, a 17-point loss to Alabama.
Yeah, you know, so if you go through this quickly, Willie Fritz, this is his MO. His second year, he always does better. And right now they're 6-1. So kudos to Willie. Then Cincinnati lose to Nebraska to open the season, and not since. They're on a roll. They're playing at a high level. You know, and then, you know, we're looking at Virginia, UVA. Again, another team, 6-1. And Washington State, how about them? They played Ole Miss to 3. Then they play these guys to 2. So they're playing at a high level, and Virginia survived them. Tennessee, that loss to Georgia, has got to linger. I mean, they had that field goal. The guy made one in the OT right after he missed that one, but the game's over. They win that. And then, you know, I think there's a little hangover here with Alabama. And, Chad, we mentioned there are 6 teams in the SEC that have one loss. Bama has given 3 of them that loss.
17, USC after losing to Notre Dame. 16, Notre Dame after beating USC. Oklahoma, boy, impressive defensive performance. And remember when they were unable to stop anybody for a few years, but now that defense has stepped up. Number 15. And number 14 is Texas Tech. And again, I think there's arguments for all these teams to actually be a little bit higher. I mean, but again, I think these are all teams that are still very much in the mix if they are able to run the table.
There's no doubt about it. You know, my first thought on SC, people, you know, in SC, you know, circles, we're talking about how soft SC is. Then they didn't watch that game because I thought SC battled them. But for reasons known but to God, they played with 2 high safeties, which is not a good alignment to deal with the run. Nobody will do that the rest of the year, I guarantee you, against Notre Dame. Nor would they have done it prior to watching what happened to SC. I really don't know why they did that. Mm-hmm. Because the guys they had in front, they're down and under the 6. They could not control Love and Price. More so, I don't know, but I did not see them as soft in that game. You know, and then you're talking about the Irish. People think they're in if they win out. Let me be clear. No, they aren't. They are not.
But
in.
You got the Notre Dame bias there that will always get them in for TV ratings.
All right, but you know, the perceptions that are, if you look, the SEC could potentially get 5 teams, probably will get 4. The Big Ten right now is 3. Okay, so say it's 5. That's 8. Then you've got, you know, the Big 12, the ACC. Notre Dame is going to need help.
Number 13, Missouri. They survived Auburn in double overtime. Hugh Freeze in a little trouble at Auburn, but Missouri number 13. Miami, they had that loss to Louisville. Boy, that was a massive loss for the Hurricanes. And they have Stanford next. Louisville, that big win. And boy, Jeff Brohm is doing a job at Louisville, number 11.
Yeah, you know, Brohm is Brohm. The guy is
a winner.
Yeah, he finds a way. You know, and, you know, we were talking about Notre Dame. Miami's the problem, because if Miami gets beat by Georgia Tech in the ACC championship, they're getting in front of Notre Dame, because they will have beaten them and they have an identical record. You know, so who else did we mention here? Missouri, Eli Drinkwitz. That guy just wins, and they've got that huge game today with Vanderbilt. So that's going to be must-see TV.
I've heard Drinkwitz's name also bantered about perhaps for Florida. Do you think that would be a good fit?
Well, you know, I think Drinkwitz, James Franklin, another, those guys are program builders. And, you know, Florida, some of these, it's star power.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
They want to win, but they also want to win a certain way. Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah, you're going to get, you know, a certain kind of
player. You want the old ball coach, the old Spurrier days where they're flinging it around and scoring 80 points and doing it.
I used to sit over at Buffalo while I was there, about 5 guys from Florida doing some work up here. And my impression of them is they would rather lose 80-79 than win 11-10. They didn't want nothing to do with that D.
We got to take one more quick break and then come back with the top 10 here on Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXEO.
Crab River Golf Course in Wausau is a unique 18-hole public course. The relaxed atmosphere and breathtaking Northwood scenery is sure to make your golfing day a satisfying experience. For membership information and tee times, call Crab River Golf Course at 715-675-3044.
France Propane at 1153 Foundry Street in Schofield is a local family-owned complete service company serving central Wisconsin for over 2 generations. France Propane is a value-driven company whose goal every day is to provide excellent service, maintain the highest safety, reliability in customer care, and competitive pricing. France Propane, service first, safety always. Check out France Propane at francepropane.com.
For over 30 years, Webco has worked with corporations, schools, organizations on their apparel and promotional needs. Webco can handle small quantities to orders in the thousands with a fast turnaround. Webco of Wausau, 1405 West Thomas Street.
It's almost Halloween, and Wausau Dance Theater's Thriller, a dance spooktacular, is back to thrill audiences once again. Join us Saturday, October 18th at 1:30 and 7 p.m. at the UWSP at Wausau James F. Benega Theater. Come see ghosts, mummies, vampires, and more. Bring the whole family, wear your costumes, and get ready for a frightfully fun performance that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Tickets and info at the Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. Call 715-842-3606 today.
North End Pub, cold beer, clever conversation, all stories cross-referenced for validity. If you're looking for a nice spot to hang with friends, North End Pub will do the trick. Stop in for thirst relief today. North End Pub, North 3rd Avenue, Wausau.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
And welcome back, Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO. Well, let's get into the top 10 in the Power 4. Number 10, BYU. They had a huge win in that Battle of the State of Utah, beat Utah 24-21. Big game against Iowa State coming up. Number 9, Ole Miss. They had an opportunity to really make a statement, but they fell to Georgia last week and now have a trip to Oklahoma coming up. And Oregon, number 8. And they had Rutgers, and now they have Wisconsin. So maybe a little bit of a breather in their schedule.
Yeah, you know, when you look at these teams, BYU, I think right now is probably best described as the most overachieving program, you know, at this level. They're just finding ways to win. I think today, as Kalani Sitake, I think today he runs in the Matty Campbell and Iowa State. I think they're going to get their first loss of the year. Oklahoma Ole Miss there at Oklahoma. You know, we talked about that in the 10-game challenge. I like Oklahoma there. But Ole Miss, I'll tell you, Kiffin has done a good job. And this is another one of those 6-1 teams playing a 6-1 team. That's the third game that we've had like this in the SEC. And then Oregon, I'm sorry for the Badgers. I just don't see a way in this game. The good news is, I don't think either you or I thought that they were going to be in the game last year, but they were.
Yeah.
You know, they played at home.
Let's just see them score a little bit.
Yeah. You know, and this is not, Oregon, that's not its forte.
7 is Georgia, and they're hanging in there. They had that loss against Alabama. They found a way against Tennessee, and then they found a way against Mississippi, so they're still right there at number 7. Vanderbilt, who would have ever thunk we'd say Vanderbilt number 6, but they are, and they've earned it. And then Georgia Tech at number 5.
Yeah, you know, Georgia Tech, Haynes King, is really one of the best quarterbacks in the country that's not talked about a lot. And the Georgia Tech is a real problem for Notre Dame.
The thing about real fast, Georgia Tech, the thing about them is they find ways to win, too. They don't really blow out teams, even last week against Duke, but they find ways to win. And that was a pretty good win on the road at Duke.
And I would say two words, Haynes and King. You know, their quarterback, and you alluded to that earlier, he's hard to deal
with. Got to have a quarterback.
Yeah, you know, and so you see them beating Miami in a championship game. The Irish better hope that doesn't happen.
Number 4, Alabama. Back when they lost to Florida State, boy, we thought, uh-oh. But they have really had themselves a run. 6 wins in a row. They got South Carolina next after beating Tennessee. And then Indiana, the game against UCLA at home today. The Hoosiers, number 3.
Well, let's start with Alabama. There are 6 teams, as we said now a few times, with 1 loss. Alabama gave Missouri its 1 loss. They gave Vandy its 1 loss. And they gave Georgia its 1 loss.
Quality wins, in other words, huh?
Yes. You know, they're a lock as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Indiana, has that win at Oregon really changed things at Oregon. That it changed things for them. And, you know, UCLA, if we're in their locker room, we're saying we control our own destiny to Indianapolis, and they do because they've got both Indiana and Ohio State. They win those games. You know what, Chad? They're on their way to Indianapolis.
Texas A&M number 2. They beat Arkansas 45-42. Bobby Petrino can still put up points, apparently, at Arkansas. And then Ohio State number 1. And really impressive against Wisconsin last week.
Yeah, and I got to say, that's why I'm liking LSU. Based on what I saw from A&M last week, defensively, they struggled against, and you're right about but
he finds ways to put up points.
He does. Petrino does. And so, and yet, that's now you're in with LSU. You're down in Baton Rouge on Saturday night, which is one of the worst places to play. And Ohio State is just sitting at home sharpening their samurai swords because right now they do look like the most complete. Maybe their run game could be tuned up a tad, but defensively they look great. Their receivers are the best in the country. Their quarterback right now is playing lights out, saying. So Ohio State, they look to be set here for the run to the championship.
And I guess to wrap it up, it's interesting. We look at the top 10 teams, and just based on what you said, we could see number 10 lose. You could see number 9 lose. I think you could see Vandy could lose. I mean, it's not going to be an easy game for them against Missouri. And then, of course, he's talking about Texas A&M. So, I mean, you have, I think there's a potential for some mixing within the top 10 again when we get back together next week.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this is the time of the year where there's movement. Things start happening because these ranked teams start running into each other, and so there's change coming.
Especially with these super conferences now, because you run into each other every single week, and that's the way it goes. But by the time we get together next week, it'll be November, and then the big push really does begin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, with the Big Ten, I can have six byes and still have eight games. You know,
it goes crazy, on forever, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Saul, enjoy your trek over to Appleton for all the college football with your son, and we'll get back together next week.
Yeah, it's always fun watching games with Michael.
There you go. That's Sully. Again, check out Sully's College Football page. While you're watching the games and during the week as well. And we'll be back next week for another edition of Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina legislature passed a new gerrymandered congressional map October 22nd, likely adding a GOP congressional seat to offset expected 2026 midterm losses in the U.S. House. Legislators diluted black voting power to do it, but say it was for partisan reasons. The map likely gives Republicans an 11-3 advantage in a purple state where President Trump won by only 3.3% in 2024. State leaders went out of their way to say it was manipulated to help maintain GOP control of the U.S. House. State Senator Ralph Hayes said, "The motivation behind this redraw is simple and singular. Draw a new map that will bring an additional Republican seat to the congressional delegation." Why admit the cheating? The U.S. Supreme Court's Rucho decision said gerrymandering for partisan reasons was a state political matter, not a matter for the federal courts. For the moment, racial gerrymandering is still illegal under the Voting Rights Act, so the deliberate admission